In a televised address on Monday evening, military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan suspended the participation of the military in talks led by the United Nations and a regional bloc aimed at ending the country's political deadlock. Protests demanding an end to military rule continued in and around Khartoum since Thursday, when mass demonstrations by tens of thousands were met by a stiff crackdown. Pro-democracy medics said at least 10 protesters were killed. Al-Burhan called on Sudanese political and revolutionary forces to engage in talks to form an independent government that will complete the task of the transitional period. Once the executive arm of government is formed, Al-Burhan said, the Sovereign Council will be dissolved and a Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will be formed to assume the supreme command of regular forces. He urged citizens to remain calm.
I call upon the various components of the Sudanese people, especially the youth, to adhere to peace. The right to express opinions is guaranteed to all. The sacrifices you have made are appreciated, and the realization of your hopes and aspirations for the democratic transition.
On October 25th last year, Al-Burhan staged a military coup, dissolving the transitional government formed after the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir following a popular uprising that began in 2019. Protests have continued since that time. The UN and the African Union have led mediation efforts to break the deadlock amid the country's economic crisis. Al-Burhan said the army will not stand in the way of a democratic transition.
The military and security organs shall stand by the achievements of justice and assist in the investigation that leads to the fact findings and bring to justice all those involved in the loss of lives. The armed forces reiterate their previous commitment to work with all components of the Sudanese people in order to reach a national consensus that completes the path of transition and democratic transformation leading to elections.
Kamal Omar, a leader in the Islamic Popular Congress Party, says the decision was necessary as the country faces what he calls a constitutional vacuum. Omar says political parties must use this time to reach a consensus and achieve the objectives of the revolution.
There is no constitutional court, no high judicial council, and no high prosecution council. Therefore, we as political parties are required amidst the challenging political situation in our country to move forward with the dialogue and achieve the aspiration of our people who are longing for democracy and freedoms.
Political analyst Abdulmunem Himid says the announcement was expected as Al-Burhan is facing major political challenges and has failed to lead the country over the past 9 months. He says Al-Burhan was trying to find an exit strategy after orchestrating the coup.
Al-Burhan confirmed the failure of his government and regretted the killing of the people. Indeed, he doesn't want to hand over power to civilians, but wants to gain time, especially as he is facing major crimes, crime of leading a coup.
The Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition, a consortium of political parties in Sudan, are expected to comment on Al-Burhan's announcement at a news conference today. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.